Welcome back. I'm Aaron Brinker.
And I'm Tobin Brinker.
And we are on The Brink, the morning show on KCAA, AM 1050, FM 106.5, and FM 102.3. And I have to ask you out there, have you ever wanted to do something incredible, something really meaningful, something really daring, something just life-changing, but didn't have the courage to do it? We have a guest on the line who has decided to raise awareness for the national parks, and she's taking a very long walk. I'd like to welcome to the show Michelle Markell. Michelle, how are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. How are you, Erin?
I'm doing great. So tell us about what you're going to do.
Well, I'm taking off in about 10 days to do a 10,000-mile tour, give or take a few miles around the country, exploring the public lands that are available to people to recreate on in the United States. And I'm going to be hiking the Appalachian Trail during the tour and then doing a lot of side trips exploring public lands in between and sharing those on the Internet.
So how much of this are you walking and how much of this are you driving?
Well, I anticipate at least 3,000 miles worth of hiking. The Appalachian Trail is about 2,200 miles, and I'm doing two other long trails. In addition to that, the Lone Star Trail, which is the longest through hike in Texas, and the Pinote Trail, which is the longest trail in both Alabama and Georgia.
Now, Michelle, this is nothing new to you. You've done the Pacific Crest Trail already. Is that correct?
Yes, I did the Pacific Crest Trail in 2015.
So this, how do you do this? I gotta ask the question because I've seen your pictures online, and I would expect you'd have to like carry the world with you, and you always just seem to just be very carefree, just sort of out walking with nothing on your back. And I'm wondering how do you do all this?
Well, for me, one of the easiest ways to walk a long way is to not carry a lot of weight. So I carry about as little as possible. I'm a pretty minimalist hiker just because it's easier on your body to walk long miles. On the long trail, I'm averaging 20 to 30 miles a day.
Wow.
So I carry virtually nothing. It's a lot easier. If you have a lighter pack, it's easier to go longer distances without impacting yourself negatively over the long run.
So what do you take with you? I mean, obviously you have to have an ultralight tent and, food and maybe some rain gear or something. What else do you take with you?
The tent and then, the sleep system, so like an inflatable air mattress, a sleeping bag. I do take clothes for rain and then some extra layers, like a lot of lightweight layers for insulation. And a little first aid kit, things to keep myself safe out there. And then also, things to keep myself reasonably hygienic, although after thousands of miles, really nobody's hygienic on the trail. I tend to go stoveless, so that helps me save weight. I don't carry fuel, and I don't carry a stove most of the time.
So you're not eating heated food. You're eating cold food.
Well, ambient temperature food, yeah. It depends. I make myself a lot of spicy food, so it feels kind of like you're having a hot meal, even though you're really not.
Do you survive off the land too, though? Are you looking for? Are you foraging while you're out there, or you actually bring your own food with you mostly?
I mostly carry my own food. Sometimes, like on the PCT, there were some places where you could find, blueberries or blackberries or things like that on the side of the trail. And then whenever I found something like that, that would be the end of the day. Usually I would just like park myself wherever the berries were and just go nuts because your body's kind of starving for nutrients and fresh food.
Yeah.
So you must take multivitamins with you.
I send them to myself, and then I try to remember to take them. But, trail food is generally not very healthy. You're really trying to pack in as many calories into as little weight as possible. So it's kind of like the opposite of normal eating. So you eat a lot of high-fat foods, and then when you get to a town, you tend to go crazy, and your body tells you what you need. And usually what you need is a lot of nutrients. So I try to eat healthy in towns. But, I mean, on the other hand, I eat a lot of hamburgers and ice cream as well, too, because your body is pretty much starving.
I imagine that when you get to town, the first thing you do is go buy a giant cheeseburger.
Yeah, usually. Cheeseburger and a beer.
That sounds like my kind of fuel. I love that.
So you're doing this. Oh, sorry. Forgive me.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
You're doing this to raise awareness about the national parks. And why is now the time that you want to do that?
I'm doing it to raise awareness of public lands in general, because I'm concerned about the future and security of our public lands. Most of the public lands that are available to us are in the western states, but I mean, virtually every state has some percentage of land that's set aside for public use. And it's really one of the truly last democratic things that we have in this country, where virtually anybody, no matter what your socioeconomic status is, no matter what your ethnicity is able to freely use these spaces. And so I really am concerned about the future access of everyone to be able to use these lands, especially in light of a lot of unfriendly regulations and ideas being floated around about the future of public lands.
So you're starting out doing the Appalachian Trail. Are you going to do the Lone Star Trail first?
Actually, I'm starting out here in San Diego County. I'll be doing my idea is to hit as many different kinds of public lands as possible. We have national parks, national monuments. We have Bureau of Land Management spaces. We have wildernesses, state parks, regional parks, all of it. I mean, I really want people to get out and see as many of these places that are close to them as possible, because the numbers of people that use these places are counted and considered when thinking about selling off or transferring lands, things like that. So I'm starting in San Diego County, actually, and I'm going to be exploring the Agua Tibia Wilderness, which is the oldest wilderness in San Diego County. And I'll be doing a short hike on the Pacific Crest Trail, which is through public land easement. And then I'll be visiting Anza Borrego State Park. This year's their 50th anniversary.
And that's in the San Jacinto Mountains, isn't it?
Anza Borrego is actually not in the mountains. It's a public space. It's a California state park that's down near the Salton Sea. After all of these rains, there should be some pretty amazing blooms going on down there for flowers. And then I'll be hitting a Joshua Tree on my way out of California before I hit several spots in Arizona as well.
Wow. So how do people follow you, and are you going to be posting pictures and blogging through this process, and, you know, how can people stay in touch?
I am. I have a website that I've been putting up for this project, and I'm also on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. Probably the easiest way to find me, because it's the easiest to spell, is through my Facebook profile, which is just M.L. Markell. And then the link to my website is available on my profile page, and that's open to the public. So whether you're my friend or not, you can see the link to my website. You can follow my adventures there. I'll be posting trip reports. I'll be posting pictures of the people that are taking me around, because I'm hooking up with locals on my route to have them take me to some of their favorite places and show me how they use public lands, because public lands aren't just for hiking. People use them for biking, for fishing, for hunting, for camping, all these different ways that public lands are available. So I definitely encourage people to follow along on the journey and meet some of the people that are also recreating on public lands, or that live on public lands, or make their living off public lands. And
you'll be calling in periodically on your journey, and we'll be sharing that information on our show's Facebook page and keeping people updated too.
Oh, that would be fantastic! I would just love that. When I'm actually on trail, I probably won't be able to call in. Cell service tends to be a little shady in the mountains, but it's certainly not reliable. However, the Appalachian Trail is a little bit different from the Pacific Crest Trail in that you're walking through towns. It's a lot more urban, or it's a lot more populated on that end of the country. There's much less space, public space or public lands on the East Coast than there is on the West Coast. So there will be better cell coverage on those trails.
Awesome. Well, Michelle, bon voyage. Enjoy your trip, and I hope that people really become aware or become more aware of all of these resources that we have for the public to use, and, you know, because we don't want them to go away.
Exactly. That's the idea. I'm hoping that people will be inspired through this journey to get out and explore the public spaces that are around them, to advocate for their preservation and security, and just really get out and appreciate. We're so busy all the time in our everyday lives, you know, and stuck to computers and televisions and things like that. This is a beautiful country. I would love to see more people out enjoying our natural and wild spaces.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. We are out of time, but I think what you're doing is fantastic, and I look forward to following you on your journey.
Thank you so much for your time. It's been a real pleasure talking with you both this morning.
Thank you. So it's time for a break. I'm Erin Brinker.
And I'm Tobin Brinker.
And we are on The Brink, the morning show on KCAA, AM 1050, FM 106.5, and FM 102.3. We'll be